after a person davens Ma'ariv, so then it's night, and he should make sure that he learns at night, because Gisa Bayom and the Laila says a person should make sure that he's going to learn every day during the day and also at night. It's best if he learns before he goes home to eat, because we're afraid if a person eats, so because it's night and it's dark, so he's just going to fall asleep, he's not going to end up learning anything, so that's the best. But if he's too weak to do that, so then he should go home and have a bite to eat first. Every person should learn what he's capable of learning and what's going to be the most practical for him. The Hazal tell us that Ibra Laila Lagirsa, that night was created for learning. There's a special segula in learning at night, and specifically we're taught that has to do with the long winter nights where you have a lot of time to learn. But during the summer, where the nights are not long, you should at least learn a little bit at night before you go to sleep. Also, Chazal tells us that anybody who learns at night, so he's going to have a chut shel chesed on his face in the morning, and that's also nidmet to oil mazeh, that oil mazeh is like a night, and anybody who learns and does what he's supposed to in this world, so he goes to oil haba with a chut shel chesed al panav. Certainly the Kitzur says over here that if a person has a seder that he has to learn a certain amount every day and he didn't get it done during the day, so he should make sure first thing to take care of it at night so that he doesn't go to sleep without taking care of his shiur. Okay, the average person should eat a lighter meal at night than he eats during the day. There's four reasons for this. Number one, it's more healthy. Number two, it prevents tumas keri. Number three is that supposedly it affects your dreams. Number four is that it helps you wake up on time. You go with a heavy meal, so it's harder to get up in the morning. And he says that the average healthy person really doesn't need more than 6 hours of sleep. A person should sleep in a place which is neither too hot nor too cold, and that's what he has about sleep. Now, a Yirei Shemayim, before he goes to sleep, should think through his day and check over his deeds. He should do tshuva for the things that he did that were wrong. Should do vidui charata kabbal al asid, and he should specifically be careful about averus which are prevalent, like flattery or being untruthful, not being serious, like sanos, like lashon hara, and he should make it a practice to be meichel people before he goes to sleep. Anybody who wrongs him during the day, he should say three times that he's matar to anybody who bothered him, who upset him. And then there's a Rabban Shalom prayer over there, but the main thing is to go to sleep with a clean slate and to be meichel people who did you wrong. A person is, what's it called? If a person didn't say the three parshiyas of Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv, or after Tzeisa Kechavim, he should say them at night by his bed. If he did, so then all he has to really say is one. It's l'chatchila to say all three psukim, all three parshiyas. And then there's a whole Seder of Mizmerim over there that we say Kriya Shema Amita. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that even though it says in the Siddurim that you should do a Mapel first, he says that's wrong because a Mapel should really be done last thing before you go to sleep. There shouldn't be a Hefsik. And he says before you start saying the Parshiyas of Kriya Shema, so you should go kiss the Mezuzah three times, and there are different psukim that you say over there. You look at the siddur and all the different things that a person is supposed to say. He says at the end you say hamapil, then there should be no hefsik. If a person can't fall asleep, he says then to say kriya shema again and say the mizmerim again. And there are also certain psukim to say in that situation until a person falls asleep. He should not sleep in his clothes. A person should make sure to get into pajamas, to get undressed at night. And when he takes off his clothing, he points out that just like you put the right foot on first, and over here you take the left foot out first, you shouldn't take your clothing and put it under your pillow or under your head, because that makes a person forget his learning. And he says a person should sleep on his side, not on his back, not on his stomach. And the proper way to do it, he says, this is for health reasons, is that a person should start off sleeping on his left side, which is going to have his liver is going to lay on top of his stomach and warm his stomach to help him digest his food better. after a couple of hours of that, then he should flip onto the right side, because then the stomach will have more time to expand and will relax the stomach. So that's for health reasons that he says you should go right and left. Okay, and with that, so we move on to the next major topic over here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and that is Shabbos. So I'm going to start off by talking about how great Shabbos is. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says over here that Shabbos is an Eis Gadol. It's a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. The seventh day he stopped, he ceased. And Shabbos is the Yisoid Emunah. Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Anybody who's Mekayim Shabbos, it's Ki'ilu, he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And anybody who's Mechal Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, it's the opposite. A person who's Mechal Shabbos Befarhesya has a din of a goy l'chol devarav. That means that you can't, what's it called? He touches wine, so it's usher. His bread is like pas akum, and his bishul is like bishul akum. And Befarhesya means he does it in front of 10 people, or he does it in a way that it's going to get widespread. Everybody knows that he's Mechal Shabbos. The Navi in Yeshaya goes to great length and gives all kind of psukim about the schar in Olam Hazen, Olam Haba of Shabbos. I'm not going to read it inside for you. If you want, you can see it's Sif Gimel over here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And what's it called? And it says in the Pasuk, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshai, we learn from there that a person should always remember Shabbos, and whenever he sees a money yafeh, so he should always buy it and to make sure that he chops it up for Shabbos before he loses the opportunity. On Erev Shabbos, there's a special inyan to go shopping in the morning. If a person needs to, he can even do that before Shacharis in the morning, which is that's a big kula that you don't find otherwise. But it's only if you need to, and it's actually better to buy stuff on Friday than it is during the week. And when you buy the stuff for Shabbos, you should say L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. It's a Takanas Ezra that a person should do his laundry on Thursday to allow more time for preparing for Shabbos with the food and everything on Friday. Okay, it's a mitzvah to do all of these mitzvahs yourself. We find in the Gemara in Kiddushin, at the beginning of the second parak, the list of Amoraim, all who did different things, like whether it be cooking the fish, whether it be, whether it be getting the wood for Shabbos, lighting the candles, as a mitzvah to do it yourself, and it's not a bezayin to the person, no matter how great he is, it's his covet that he's mechabed Shabbos. Okay, it's a mitzvah also to bake challahs in Erev Shabbos, even in places where people not makbid on pas palter, they'll eat the pas akum that comes from a goyish baker, but from Shabbos we always have challah that comes from a Jewish baker, or best if you do it yourself. Also, there's an inyan that since on Friday was the day that Adam and Chava were created, and Adam was, so to speak, the challah of the world, he was kneaded out of the earth, and then he did the Avera that day together with Chava, we were mafresh challah on Friday as a sort of kapara for that. The minig used to be, I haven't really seen this, to make three different loaves of three different sizes. The big one should be for the Iker Suda, that's Shabbos morning. The middle one should be for Friday night, and then the smallest one should be for Shal Shudas. The Sudas on Shabbos should be nice Sudas with fish and good meat and good wine. It's an inyan to have fish at every Suda, unless you don't like it or you can't handle fish, it doesn't sit with you. And you should sharpen your knife before Shabbos, and you should fix up the house and have all the tables covered up on Shabbos. That's all covered Shabbos. Some people have the minig to eat pashtida, which is like a filled dough, like a knish or something like that, zechel aman, because the man was also, it was enveloped in on the towel on top and on the bottom, so that was zechel aman. And finally, he says over here that one should try to taste the food on Friday to make sure that you get good food for Shabbos. All right, so Be'ezras Hashem will continue here tomorrow with the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos.